Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. We'll begin this week's program with Marnell Tanner singing the beautiful song, Gentle Savior.
One of the scriptures that I wanted to use today goes directly in line with Marnell. I'm going to read a scripture. We're going to have a little more music. In the book of St. John, over in the fourth chapter. John, the fourth chapter, and I'm reading from the 23rd verse. But the hour is coming, and now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. What I'm going to do is I want to talk about worship. I want to talk about worship in spirit and truth. So many times I have prayed, you know, God, allow us to worship you in spirit and truth. And I want to kind of go in a little bit about the meaning. Before I do that, one of the gentlemen walked in, and I know he's kind of shaking his head. He was here last Sunday. I got a call yesterday. I got a call saying, hey, we'd like for the fellas, the Mount Calvary Singers, to come down this upcoming year down to the campgrounds on Memorial Day on Labor Day. He said, you know, he says, I know it's a long drive. He says, I know that when you come down there for that 9 o'clock service that you guys look like you're not awake. He says, you know, when you come down and you have to go down there and it's hard to make it. I said, Kevin, are you trying to talk us out of it even before I get to answer here? I said, brother, we'd be tickled to serve. So, Kevin, come on up. Now, last week, you had Matt backing you up. So, Matt, you go over there with Kevin and Terry, and y'all figure out what we're going to sing, okay? So I'll let y'all pick it out over here. Go over with Terry. Y'all figure it out. It is amazing to me how music can do things that sometimes nothing else can do. So have you guys figured it out yet? Come on over.
Well, Brother Charlie said he's preaching on praise, so
okay.
I leaned over to Matt and I mentioned this song. I said, you think that's a good praise? He says, aren't they all praise songs? But he wasn't being smart. No, he wasn't being smart. Folks, I'm going to tell you, just, you know, a lot of times you hear a song, but you don't listen to that. You don't really pay attention to what the title is or what the words are. But the title of this song alone is a praise song. The title of this song is, Oh, What a Savior.
Ooh. He gave His life's love for even me.
Once dark valley, had no hope within close, I see, but He gave His life's blood, oh, what a Savior.
His hand will lead.
paid no extra for that today.
Wow, wow, wow.
Hiya.
When you start a week and you have certain expectations and things that you feel that you want to get done and you're going to do, kind of seems the older I get, it seems like I shouldn't even make a plan for a week. I just ought to wake up in the morning and say, God, what are we going to do today? I know that many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because the events of the day, the events of the week, the things that come up in your life, not only do they get your attention, but they one more time reinforce how much I must rely on God. There was a fireman up in New York, and he was asked to speak at a Firefighters for Christ luncheon. His name was Frank Costa. And he was not a professional speaker. He just got up and he just spoke from the heart. And he shared with the folks just a little illustration about salvation, about what God has done for each one of us. And he says, you know, everybody has a misconception when they think about salvation and the things that they need to do, and I can do this, and if I do that, and if I'm this good. He says, no, no, no. He says, have you ever heard the phrase, if you want it done right, you better do it yourself? Anybody ever spoken that? Now don't be looking at your spouse and nodding your head and all. Don't be pointing no fingers, nothing like that. If you want it done right, you better do it yourself. And he said, well, he said, that's what God decided. He said, the only way to get this idea about salvation done right, God said, I will send my son, and whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. It says in the scripture that I mentioned just before that we are to worship in spirit and in truth. I read a statement in a book and it just kind of caught me. And this is the statement. It is that worship is a voluntary act of gratitude offered by the saved to the Savior, by the healed to the healer, and by the delivered to the deliverer. It says to worship in spirit and in truth. And that truth thing is the thing that we know in our minds. We know the things that God has done for us. We know the history of the times that you have faced obstacle after obstacle, and God has simply carried you through. I know that I know that I know what God has done for me. And I always want to remember what God has done. The things that he has done for me in the past. The times that he has shown me goodness when, trust me, I didn't deserve it. The times that he has been so ever close to me. You know, you get up some of those days and you just, I know this is absolutely shocking. I know that you just sit there and go, what? There's some days that I get up and I just don't feel very spiritual. What? What? And I know you feel the same way. I know there's some days you get up and you're just like, I just think I'll be in a bad mood today. And I kind of challenge anybody to change my way. And you know, when you get up and you're in a bad mood, the first thing you're going to do, you're going to run into somebody and you're going to go, oh, how are you today? It's such a beautiful day. The sun's shining. You just want a little take a chunk of them. Because that's not the way you feel in your heart. But God knows that. And he knows that he is there for you in those days when you're feeling like you're on top of the mountain, but also for those days when you feel like nothing can possibly go right. But God, you've been there for me in the past. You've proved to me time and time again that you are a God to be worshiped in spirit and in truth. I'm just going to simply take it by faith that you are going to see me through. I know when I got into ministry, I talked a little bit about it last week, and I talked about times that I felt like I didn't fit in. I talked about that 101% principle about how could God ever gather a people together like we are, even at Mount Calvary? Because you have to have that 101% belief. That means that we are going to agree on at least 1%. We're going to take the smallest thing and we're going to agree upon it. But hopefully God is going to allow us to put that 100% effort behind it. And I think that's what he does for you when you come to church. When you gather together with God's people, we have that thing in common of our faith. Not that we are perfect, only simply that we are forgiven. And I heard, should hear one, amen.
Amen.
Because of that, I know that I need to worship him. And I know it will take many forms. There are those that simply believe worship is a lifting up of those hands, but I'm telling you here that you can worship God even if you have no hands. Worship is a thing that comes from the heart. It is an offer of gratitude and appreciation simply for what God has done for you and for me. I told God when I was thinking about this ministry thing, and the ministry thing is so different, it is so unique. And I'm glad that I gave God my little list. He didn't ask for it. Nope. I said, God, I want to serve people. I want to serve people. In a way that brings a benefit to them. I want to serve people. I want to serve them in a meaningful way. I want to do something that is fun. And I want to do something where I have to bathe and put my clothes on and get out of the house. That was my little criteria. Now, I don't have anything against you folks that have got those wonderful jobs that you can sit at home and you can get in your pajamas and you can get on that little, don't be smiling over here now. I'm not stepping on anybody's toes, but if you got one of those jobs, glory be to God. If you love that kind of job, that is beautiful. If it fits your personality, that is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank God for it. Especially on these chilly mornings. But I'm the kind of individual, I got to get up. I got to put my clothes on. I got to get out of the house. And I got to hope and pray that I run into somebody that needs something. And I hope and pray that God will give me that word. And most of the times it's not a word. It's simply a smile. It's simply something that God lays upon your heart that you share with another individual that is not pre-planned, it's not set forth, you haven't sketched it out, but God will simply use it. You have to hope that you're doing the right thing. It's real easy to get kind of caught up in your own self and trying to do this to make yourself feel better. And I read a story here. It'll bring a tear to your heart. You know when I say that, Get ready. There were three sons who set off to make their fortune, and they were very successful, very successful. And there was a lot of competition between the three sons, so they decided, said, you know, we're going to do something for our dear mother. And the first son, he bought her a huge big house. Beautiful, beautiful. The second son, he bought her a Mercedes with a driver. Impressive. But the third son, the spiritual one, he says, you know, he said, you realize how much mom enjoys the Bible. And her eyesight is getting bad, so she has a hard time reading her Bible. He said, so what I did is I sent her a brown parrot, but not like any other parrot. He said, this parrot can recite the whole Bible. He said, you know what? He said, it took 20 monks in a monastery 12 years to teach this parrot how to recite every verse in the Bible. He said, I had to pledge $100,000 a year. And he said, but you know what? I believe it is well worth it. And he just pumped out his chest. So the mother, when she got these wonderful gifts, she sent out the thank you notes. And the first one she said, Milton, the house that you built is so huge. I only live in one room, but I have to clean the whole thing. Not too happy. And the second son, she wrote, Marty, I am too old to travel. I stay here all the time, and I never use the Mercedes you bought. And that driver, he's just downright rude. He said to my third son, and she was much softer, she said, oh, dearest Melvin, she said, you are the only son to have the good sense to know what your mother likes. The chicken was delicious. The chicken was delicious. Well, hold on there. Wipe your little tear from your eye. Folks, when you serve someone, you got to know them. You got to be willing to get close to them. It's a tough thing because you have to be willing to expose yourself. Trust me, when you have close friends, and I mean to tell you, God has given me such close friends, people that I can count on. I heard that so many years ago, said, you know what, if you're in battle and you're going to dig a foxhole, make sure you dig a foxhole that's big enough for a friend. And I believe that. Because you're going to have challenges and things that you go through that God is going to allow an individual that you trust in to support you. Maybe it's just through listening. But you got to be willing to open yourself up to them because they're going to know about you. They're going to know your strengths. They're going to know your weaknesses. They're going to know the times that you are just, you got it all, and the times that you just feel like you are absolutely nothing. God will use you at that time. There's a time. There's a time where the hour is coming when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And the most unique thing in the scripture says, for the Father is seeking such. You want to know what God is looking for? He is looking for true worshipers who worship Him in spirit and in truth. Heavenly Father, we gathered into your house today, and Heavenly Father, you've given us a wonderful spirit here within this congregation. You've given us wonderful folks willing to use their talents, and we thank you again for the musicians, for Marnell singing, for Brother Kevin, for Brother Matt. But God, we know that each and every one of us We have something special inside that we simply want to share with you, God. Open our minds and hearts so that we're able to worship you truthfully for the Spirit, because God, you are Spirit. So Heavenly Father, allow us to be willing to be used of you to reach those that are hurting and struggling. God, prepare us to be used this week to reach out those that simply need a slight bit of encouragement, a smile, a handshake, a call at the right time. Heavenly Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for each one taking part of the service. Give us safe traveling mercies. And if it be your will, bring us back again to this place to sing praises unto you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. You can hear replays of this and other Blessings from Beulah Street programs by going to blessingsfrombeulahstreet.com and click on the listen button. Now, on behalf of Senior Pastor Charlie Wood, Associate Pastor Matt Lanham, and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. Thanks for listening.